各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
我们今天晚上来查考约罗伯安的故事。
Today we'll study the story of Jeroboam.
我们先看一节圣经，以西结书二十三章三十五节。
Let's first turn to a Bible verse in Ezekiel chapter 33.
三十五节。
Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 35.
以西结书二十三章三十五节。
I'm sorry, Ezekiel chapter 23, verse 35.
二十三章三十五节。
Chapter 23, verse 35.
请你读。
Verse 35. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have forgotten me and cast me behind your back, therefore bear the consequences of your lewdness and whorings.
这边提到这个以色列百姓他们忘记了神。
Here it talks about how the Israelites forgot about God.
虽然神给他们很多的恩惠但是他们在兴盛的时候就把它忘掉。
And even though God gave them many blessings, but in their rise, they have forgotten God.
将神丢在后边。
As if they had thrown God behind their back.
所以他们要担当自己的罪恶。
So therefore, they have to bear the consequences of their evil.
那耶罗伯安的一生圣经上也用同样的字眼来形容他的一生。
And the Bible also uses the same words to describe Jeroboam's life.
我们来看列王记上的14章第九节。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 14, verse 9.
列王记上14章第九节。
1 Kings chapter 14, verse 9.
我们把红线夹在这里附近
And we can leave our bookmarks here.
列王记上十四章第九节，请你读。
First Kings chapter 14, verse 9. But you have done evil above all those who are before you, and have gone and made yourself other gods, cast images, provoking me to anger, and have thrust me behind your back.
一个先知在对耶罗伯安的太太讲这句话。
And a prophet said this to Jeroboam's wife.
应该是从第七节开始读起啦。
And actually, we can start from verse 7.
他跟他太太讲说，你应该回去告诉你先生。
And the prophet said for her to return to her husband and tell him.
跟他讲说，我从民中高举你，立你做我以色列国的君
And tell him that the Lord has exalted you among the people and made you leader over my people Israel.
第八节说，将国从大卫家夺回赐给你。
Verse 8 continues by saying, and tore the kingdom away from David to give to you.
但是你却作恶更甚
But the prophet also says that, but you have committed greater evil.
将我丢在后面。
As if he had thrown God behind his back.
所罗王晚年他拜偶像。
And the later days of King Solomon, he worshipped idols.
借着十四章这位先知那一天有一天这位先知穿了一件新衣服、新外袍，他把外袍拿起来撕成十二块，叫耶罗伯安拿十块外袍。
And during the later days of King Solomon, there is a prophet who had a robe, tore the robe into 12 pieces, and gave Jeroboam 10 of the pieces.
那后来耶罗伯安真的按照神的应许当了北朝的第一代王。
And truly Jeroboam, through God's promise, became the first king of the northern kingdom.
但是神的评论就是你得了恩典就把我丢在后面了。
But God's conclusion was that because of, even though God has given him blessings, he has thrown God behind his back.
所以我们从这个题目来谈三点。
So today we like to use this topic and talk about 3 points.
就是耶罗伯安他得恩
The first is how God has given him grace.
他怎么样忘记神的恩惠。
And how Jeroboam forgot about the grace given.
然后最后他的一个报应是什么。
And also what was he received his evil reward.
我们来先看他怎么得到恩典。
Let's see the reward or the grace that was given to him first.
我们看列王记上十一章二十八节，下个 slide.
We can turn to 1 Kings chapter 11 verse 28.
列王记上十一章二十八节。
1 Kings chapter 11 verse 28.
请你读。
Verse 28, the man Jeroboam was very able, and when Solomon saw that the young man was industrious, he gave him charge over all the forced labor of the house of Joseph.
一个人有能力是神赐给他的。
For someone to be very able, this is a grace given by God.
我们的 IQ, 我们的 EQ, 都是神啊, 赏赐给我们的。
For example, our IQ or EQ is all given by God.
那这个耶罗波安应该是, 这两个都非常好, IQ跟EQ都很高啊。
And it seems from this verse that Jeroboam had very high IQ as well as EQ.
那加上他本身也非常的殷勤。
And the Bible also describes him as very
industrious. 其实所罗门王本身是很有智慧的人。
And Solomon was, we know, was a very wise person.
所以从人看呢，耶罗波安有才能，但从所罗门看呢，是看到他的殷勤。
And even though Jeroboam is very able, but Solomon saw that he was very industrious.
那更重要的，他的一个恩惠，神赐给他能力之外呢，神也是拣选他，让他达成自己的心愿。
And God also, and not only this, God also chose him to fulfill
his desires. 我们看11章的37节。
Let's turn to chapter 11, verse 37.
Next slide, please.
Next slide.
11章37节。
Chapter 11, verse 37. Verse 37. I will take you, and you shall reign over all that your soul desires. You shall be king over Israel.
我们这样看起来，耶罗波安他其实心里也想要能够统治这个国度。
And we can see that in Jeroboam's heart, he also desires to be king over the kingdom.
但是神照他心里想的给他成全。
And God, according to what Jeroboam desires in his heart, he made it possible.
这一条是一条不简单的路。
And this is a difficult road.
因为后来所罗门王要杀他。
Because later on, Solomon wanted to kill him.
所罗门王看出来, 他会对国家带来不安定。
Solomon saw that Jeroboam will bring instability to the kingdom.
所以, 神保守耶罗波安, 让他能够逃到埃及去。
But God kept Jeroboam's life and allowed him to escape to Egypt.
后来12章20节, 所罗门王死后之后呢, 耶罗波安回来啊, 百姓 心也归在耶罗波安的身上，就是服从他了。
Chapter 12, it also speaks of after King Solomon died, Jeroboam returned to the land, and the people were with Jeroboam.
神也应许祝福他，要像大卫家一样。
God also promised him so that his line can be like the line of David.
我们看11章的38节。Let's
turn back to 11, chapter 11, verse 38.
列王记上11章38节。
1 Kings chapter 11, verse 38. Verse 38. If you will listen to all that I command you, walk in my ways and do what is right in my sight by keeping my statutes and my commandments as David my servant did, I will be with you and will build you an enduring house as I built for David, and I will give Israel to you.
这里我读了非常感动。
Here, when I read this, I'm greatly touched.
因为神要像为大卫家所立的一样，要兼顾耶罗波安的家，如果他能够守神诫命的话。
And because God said that if he can do what is right in God's eyes, he will make his Jeroboam's family like David's.
神跟大卫立了一个弥赛亚之约啊。
God made a messianic covenant with David.
也就是说大卫的后代世世代代有人做君王。
Meaning that David and his descendants, one after another, will be king.
那大卫实在是表现得可圈可点，他生命当中让我觉得，我读圣经觉得说，神这样对他，对待他这个约呢，实在是大卫有非常好的表现。
And from my study in the Bible, I noticed that God was able to fulfill his covenant because of David's good deeds.
那我们想想看，耶罗波安到底做了什么事情 deserve 能够值得神这样来爱他呢？
But let's see what Jeroboam did to see how he deserved God to love him so.
耶罗波安为像大卫一样打死哥利亚，拯救全国百姓吗？
Did Jeroboam kill a giant and save all of the nation?
耶罗波安在到处逃亡的时候，有继续写诗敬拜神吗？
Did Jeroboam, after fleeing for his life, continue to write psalms and prayers to God?
耶罗波安他有心要为主耶稣的殿做什么，为他的耶柜做什么吗？
Did Jeroboam ever have the heart to want to do something to build the temple of God?
但是为了神百姓的需要，神跟耶罗波安讲说，如果你肯守我的诫命啊。 虽然啊不是像这样的弥赛亚之约哦，但是你的后代子孙呢要继续当这个别国的国王就是了。
But because of the people's needs, God made this covenant with Jeroboam that even though this is not a messianic prophecy or promise, he said that if he can uphold the statutes and commandments of God, he will make his Jeroboam's descendants be kings.
所以你看神多么恩待这个啊约罗伯安呢？
And we can see what great grace was given to Jeroboam.
他本来是一个寡妇的孩子。
Originally, he was a son of a widow.
啊，是非常。寡妇就是啊，圣经上讲寡妇啊，就是很可怜的家庭出来的。
And usually the widow's families are very pitiful.
那神把他从这种可以说灰尘当中高举他。
But we can say that God lifted Jeroboam out of the dust.
啊，他是何等的得到恩惠。
And how great was the grace given to Jeroboam?
那从这一个神的恩惠，我们也学到一些功课哦。
And from this grace, we can also learn of many things.
啊，当然啊，这个。我们的才能哦，有时候是生下来的啦，神给的啦。
And of course, many of our abilities are given by God.
但是一个人哦，除了有才能之外，自己本身也要努力，要殷勤。
And but not only are given talents, but we also need to be very industrious.
啊，所以圣经上跟我们讲，懒惰的人呐、啊，你要去看蚂蚁的动作。
And that's why the Bible encouraged those who are lazy to look at the actions of an ant.
那蚂蚁是非常勤劳的动物。
Because ants are very hardworking.
啊，懂得在夏天预备粮食。
They know that in the summer they have to prepare food.
那所以今天我们啊，也要懂得啊，像耶罗波安这样有，像所罗门王看中耶罗波安这样有殷勤的态度。
So we also have to have this industrious attitude like Jeroboam.
前一些日子美国不是一个船长在索马利亚附近啊，在索马利亚附近的被抓起来吗？
And,
被海盗抓起来。
And was it recently that an American ship was hijacked by pirates near Somalia?
那美国有一些什么，他们叫 SEAR SEAR 啊，这个三个狙击手啊，很会射击的人，在那个海难的颠簸当中呢，啊，这个 Captain 哦，一声令下。三个人同时打，结果同时命中啊、三个这个海盗。
And there was a secret mission of consisting of Navy SEALs, where they were very coordinated. And once the captain gave a signal, the SEALs boarded the ship and saved the captain's life.
那我在想这些 SEAL 哦，他们的枪法这么神准呢、啊、
？And we know that. I was thinking about why the SEAL, Navy SEALs were very accurate in their shooting.
啊，除了他们本身有这个才能以外
，and not only did they have these sharp shooting skills,
他们一定常常在训练他们的枪法。
But they must have done countless hours of training.
啊，所以在必要的时候才有办法帮国家解决一些问题。
So that at a time of need, they are ready to fight for the nation.
所以有句话说，天才是99%的汗水啦。
And that's why they say that
Genius is 99% perspiration, 是不是这样讲的？
Yes, genius is 99% perspiration, 1% inspiration. No, 1% inspiration.
哦，所以我们就圣经上告诉我们说，我们这里要有一个殷勤的态度。
And as I like the Bible says, we also need to be very industrious.
那其实除了殷勤以外，最重要的是神赐福给人呐、啊。
And not only do we need to be industrious, but we also have to understand that God gives grace to all of us.
如果神不保守耶罗波安能够只要他是没有办法逃出所罗门王的掌心呢？
And because of, like Jeroboam, if he was not able to escape King Solomon,
他没有办法成功的。
He will not be able to be successful in the future.
所以成功不只是才能加上努力而已，还要加上神给我们好机会。
So success is not just based off our talents or our hardworkingness, but is also based off God's grace.
所以神祝福事实上是最重要的。
So God's grace, we can say, is the most important.
如果神不祝福哈，煮熟的鸭子也会飞掉哦。
And because of God'sIf God does not give us grace, even a cooked duck will fly away.
是这样子的。
And it is like so.
好，你好像觉得好像已经 cooked 了啊，都在你嘴巴前面了，但是你就是吃不到。
As if someone the duck is prepared and served right before you, but you cannot taste it.
啊，因为神没有祝福啊。
Because God has not blessed the duck.
你看那个大卫的儿子啊， 亚沙龙要篡位，他的过程实在是非常的顺利，一下子王宫就 empty 了，就没有人了。
And we can also see how when King Absalom wanted to usurp David's throne, his ascent to power was very swift and smooth.
好像是煮熟的鸭子了，好像就是很快又有亚西多夫帮助他，最聪明的人帮助他，好像他很快就成为国王了。
As if this cooked duck was served right before him, because the city was emptied and he had the wisest man Ahithophel helping him.
但是因为神没有祝福他。
But because God did not bless him,
还是一样的，他就死得很惨呢。
And likewise, he also died a very pitiful death.
但是如果神愿意祝福一个人呢？
But if God is willing to bless someone,
即使你在困难当中啊，神都会保守你啊。
That even in difficulty, God will protect and keep you.
所以我们说，扫罗要将大卫从千门万户把他找出来，大卫要逃亡，扫罗就是。到处要去把他找出来。
And we can also learn from how King Saul wanted to find and kill David, that no matter how hard he tried, David was always able to escape.
但是神就是保守他，好像保守眼中的瞳人一样。
And God always kept David and protected him.
所以今天我们人生的成功哦，真的是需要神祝福拣选。
And that's why our success is very important to remember the grace and protection of God.
但是神的祝福常常有一个很重要的条件。
But God's grace usually comes with a very important requirement.
就像先知跟耶罗波安讲说，哦，你要听从我一切吩咐你一切的道，哦，要行神的律例、诫命、典章，哦。
And that is in what the prophet said to Jeroboam that.He has to walk in all God's ways, do what is right in God's sight by keeping God's statutes and commandments.
这样子神才会坚固他的家。
And only then will God establish the house.
我知道这一句话，在历代以来一直被重复。
I've realized that this verse, when God makes covenants, he repeats them again and again.
大卫跟这个扫罗王，大卫要死之前跟扫罗王讲同样的话。跟所罗门王讲同样的话。
And David, when he was about to die, said the same words to King Solomon.
跟他讲，你如果遵守神的话的话呢，你的子孙呢，要世世代代做王的。
And he told King Solomon that if he were to follow the commandments of God, his descendants will be kings forever.
摩西跟耶稣亚讲同样的话。
Moses also said the same words to Joshua.
神跟耶稣亚也讲同样的话。
God also said the same words to Joshua.
所以今天我们要把这句话听进去了。
So today we have to truly take in these words.
我们看耶稣亚记的第一章。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 1.
耶稣亚记第一章。
Joshua chapter 1.
第十节
Joshua chapter 1 verse 10
第八节到第九节
Joshua chapter 1 verses 8 and 9
第八节到第九节
Chapter 1 verse 8 This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night so that you shall be so that you may be careful to act in accordance to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your ways prosperous and then you shall be successful. Verse 9I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
因为你无论往哪里神必与你同在。有时候我们有时候选择的时候很辛苦啦。有时候我们面临选择的时候，选哪个学校啦，选哪个先生啦，选哪个职业啦，我们觉得很辛苦啦。
And truly, that whatever it's as it says here, that God is with you wherever you go. A lot of times when we come across difficult choices, for example, choosing schools, choosing where to live,
这些都是很辛苦的事情。
And these are all very difficult decisions.
那实际上讲，无论你往哪里去，神都要跟你同在。
But here the Bible says, wherever you go, God is with you.
你选什么科系搬到什么地方住？只要神同在，什么都亨通呢。
And whatever school you choose to go to, or whatever study you choose to major in, God will be with you.
那这个条件是什么
？But what is the requirement?
这个神的话不要离开你的口。
And as that, the word of the The word of God shall not depart from your mouth.
但是我们看哦，这句话一直在历代以来一直被重复啊。
And in the old,
through the generation,
and the Old Testament, these words are continually repeated generation after generation.
那我们要问一个问题，就是说我怎么样，我本身怎么样才能够一辈子哦，没有离开神的律例、典章、诫命？
So the question we have to ask ourselves is, how do I not leave the commandments and the statutes of God?
就又回到我们常常谈的，你要有 minimum maintenance， 你的灵性要有一个基本的保养了。
And that is what we always talk about, that we need a preventative or minimum weight maintenance of our faith.
我常常跟年轻人讲，你就是周间你最好有一次的聚会，礼拜五、礼拜六你要来聚会。
And as to remind everyone that it is best if we can attend services Friday night and Saturday, as well as a service during the week.
每天要读圣经祷告。
Every day to read the Bible and to pray.
我们常常被提醒哦，我们就不容易啊得罪神。
And if we constantly remind ourselves, then it's we are less likely to offend God.
我看到一位长老哦，他那时候年纪很大了。And
I know an elder who is advanced in age.
但是哦，每个礼拜二晚上在 Garden Grove 哦，那时候一礼拜一晚上，还有礼拜三，礼拜一晚上。 我就看那个长老坐在那边听道理啊。And
but every Monday night, I see the elder there listening to the speaker and the message.
那个长老当过这个
at Garden Grove Church.
当过联总的负责总负责。And
this elder was once a chairperson of
IA.
你写什么题目，他大概都知道你要讲什么。And no matter what the speaker is prepared to speak about, he probably knows the content of the message.
但是他从来没有间断，就是坐在园林教会，在那边听道理。But
he has never once stopped coming to church and listening to the words of God.
所以我对他非常的敬佩。And
I am very respectful and admire him.
真的，人要希望能够到老。 能够还继续愿意敬拜神，这不简单的。
It's very difficult for someone to reach such an advanced age and continue to seek after the words of God.
这是我们看到神祝福耶罗波安我们的一个学习。
And this is a teaching we can learn from how God blessed Jeroboam.
但是圣经上讲他又把神放在背后了。
But the Bible says that how Jeroboam cast God behind him.
那我们来。 读一读，为什么他最后会把神放在背后呢？
And we can study later. We can study how God or how Jeroboam put God behind his back.
这是他对神的应许产生害怕。And
it is because Jeroboam grew afraid of God's promise.
我们来看列王记上的12章25到27节。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 12, verses
25到27节。
Verses 25 to 27.
12章列王记上12章25到27节。
1 Kings chapter 12 verses 25 and 27 verse 25. Then Jeroboam built Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim and resided there. He went out from there and built Penuel. 26. Then Jeroboam said to himself, "Now the kingdom may well revert to the house of David." Verse 27. If the people continues to go up to offer sacrifices in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, the heart of this people will turn away again to their master, King Rehoboam of Judah. They will kill me and return to the king of Rehoboam of Judah.
好，我们看到他那时候在建筑这个事件。
We know that when he was building Shechem,
跟庇努伊勒，
and also Penuel.
那庇努伊勒这个字的意思就是神的面，见了神的面。
Penuel, the meaning of the word is to see the face of God.
然后他就想到，哇，不得了呢！每年哦，这个逾越节这段时间呐，三大节期啊，以色列百姓都要回耶路撒冷去啊，去那边朝见神呐。And
he thought to himself that, after the three festivals, the Israelites will all return to Jerusalem.
那他们一回去耶路撒冷，那耶路撒冷是南朝的宗教中心，也是政治中心呐。他们一回去，那一定把我害死的，那不得了。And
he thought to himself that since Jerusalem was the center of all of the king, a southern kingdom as well as of the religion, he thought that once the people return to them, they will come back and want to kill him.
那我这边建设花了这么多钱，那 他们一攻上来，我这个建设不是白建设了吗？
And after building these two cities, he probably thought that right when they return to Jerusalem, they'll come back to destroy these cities.
那你仔细看哦，他这件事情是在前面哦， 耶罗波安本来要兴兵十八万来攻击他，之后后来没有打，之后的一个想法。
And if we read before this, Rehoboam actually wanted to take people to attack Jeroboam.
180,000 soldiers.
180,000 soldiers to attack Jeroboam.
那罗伯安没有攻击，是因为听了先知的话，才不去打自己的弟兄了。
And Rehoboam actually stopped from attacking Jeroboam because of the words of a prophet.
那一个人说来打你，最后没来打，但是你在那边等等着要被打，你心不会害怕吗
？And if someone was about to attack you, but they decided not to, wouldn't your heart be very anxious ever since then?
这节期还没到，百姓还没进入耶路撒冷就要打我了啊！如果民心都归到南国，那以后要来打我，那我不是完蛋了
？That he was probably thinking that if the southern kingdom is always about to attack him, and once the people return to Jerusalem, he will be left with nothing.
所以二十六节说他心里说恐怕，就是说恐怕他害怕了。
And that's why in the verses we read that he was afraid.
怕就是一种失去信心的表现。
Fear is a sign that we lack faith.
所以主耶稣啊，有一次在船上啊，看到门徒看到主耶稣就害怕。耶稣说：“你们是小信的人。”
And that's why when the disciples were on the boat with Lord Jesus, they were afraid. Lord Jesus told them, "You have little faith."
当我们遇到困难，没有想到神的应许，神已经应许了。你拿十块布啊，这十个支派要给你的。但是看到困难，他就怕了。我什么时候要丢掉这十块布呢？丢掉这十个支派呢
？And Jeroboam, even though the prophet gave him these 10 pieces of clothing, but Jeroboam was still very afraid that of losing these pieces that God has already given him.
再继续读下去，二十八节，请你读。
And we can continue to read verse 28.
12:28.
Chapter 12, verse 28. So the king took counsel and made two calves of gold. He said to the people, "You have gone up to Jerusalem long enough. Here are your gods, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt."
Took counsel 就是他还跟大家讨论，怎么办呢？这个事情要怎么办呢
？And here in beginning of verse 28, he reads that he took counsel, meaning he discussed with other people what to do.
中文叫筹划定妥，其实就是他去找那个没有先知没有跟他讲话的人来讲说该怎么办呢
？And in the Chinese, it actually says that he went to those who are not prophets and asked them for their advice.
当然，这些人就说我们就想办法做个金牛犊吧。
And probably his advisors advised him saying, "Let's just build two altars."
这个讲那个讲，大家开会投票同意了，来我们就做金牛犊吧。
Perhaps they had a meeting and they voted upon making these two calves.
他自己其实是最有经历的人呐、啊、哦， he, 最知道神旨意的人呐、啊。
But he himself was probably the one who knew the will of God and had the most experience with God.
但是一害怕，这一个讲那个讲，就把神丢在后面了。
But once he grew afraid, he began to listen to other people's opinions and cast God behind him.
什么叫做把神丢在后面
？What does it mean to put God behind his back？
我们来看诗篇五十篇的十七节。
Let's turn to Psalm 55.
诗篇五十篇十七节。
Psalm 50 verse 17. Verse 17.
诗篇五十篇十七节。
Psalm 50 verse 17. Verse 17. For you hate discipline, you cast my words behind you.
把神丢在后面，就是把神的话放在你的背后面了。
To put God behind us is the same as casting God's words behind us.
神祝福你了，让你过了桥了，你过了桥，过了河，就把桥拆掉了。
And it's as if God has blessed us and made us able to cross a bridge. But once we cross this bridge, we destroy the bridge.
就好像你那个吃的香蕉，把神当成香蕉皮，把它弄到垃圾桶；或是那个苹果，把神当成苹果心，把它弄到垃圾桶，这样子。
It is as if we ate a banana and threw the banana peel away, or ate an apple and threw the core away.
实在是就是很可惜啊。
And this is very pitiful.
历代志啊，在形容说耶罗波安后来为自己、为鬼魔、为丘坛设立金牛犊啊。
And in a chronicle, it tells us that that Jeroboam made these golden calves
for himself, for devil, and for the altars. 就是所以我们看到。那个私心很重，那其实魔鬼也在后面兴风作浪， 所以啊，也是为魔鬼来做这件事情啊。
And we can see that when his heart is heavy, that the devil is behind him, influencing him.
所以今天我们真的啊，在决定事情要很小心哈。
So today, when we make these decisions, we have to be very careful.
今天多少政治家利用宗教来作为自己的一种利益的一种啊，利用宗教来得到自己的利益呢？
And how many examples have we seen of religions that use faith to promote their own desires and
多少政治家为了迎合众人的想法，改变自己原来的理念呢？
And how many people would change their minds for the sake of obtaining popularity?
How many politicians?
Politicians.
也许他比如说本来不是赞成同性恋的。
For example, if a politician opposed homosexuality.
或者是本来不是赞成这个堕胎的。
Or so a politician was originally opposed to abortion.
他们本来可能有自己的原则、宗教理念的。
And perhaps they had their own religious faith.
但是为了利益啊，他可以改变宗教理念呢。
But for the sake of obtaining authority or power, they would change what they believe.
可以跟魔鬼做交易的。
That they can make a pact with the devil.
我最近听了一卷《心灵游牧民族》，他谈到一个年轻人呐，谈到魔鬼要邀他跟他一起做一个交易了。
And there was an article, and I read about a youth who.Where Satan approached him with a deal.
他们一群年轻人去山地做，他们叫山辅啊，就去山地帮忙学生做辅导。
And there were a group of students who went to Sandy
Mountain.
Went to the mountain area and
to 做那个
council and to counsel the people there.
Students.
Students there.
那他们都是教会的青年。
And these are all.And these are all church of youth from our church.
那因为需要一个讲员呐，就跟一个青年讲说，你可不可以从这一班调到另外一班呢
？And they needed a speaker, so they asked one of the youth to switch classes.
啊，那年轻人就找一个理由说他不愿意调班呢。
And one of the youth came up with an excuse.Saying that he did not want to switch classes.
那这位弟兄不愿意调班，其实他真正的原因是因为他喜欢上跟他一起同工的一位姐妹啊，也是去那边做三福的姐妹了。
And we know, and later on, we discovered that the reason the brother did not want to switch the classes with him is because he liked the sister that was also going on this counseling trip.
但是呢，他不敢明讲这个理由，当然是随便编个理由说他不愿意被调走了。
He did not want to say this his true reason out loud, so he came up with some excuse.
所以他祷告的时候就看到你前面两只啊眼睛啊一个嘴巴 在跟他讲话。
And afterwards, during a prayer, he saw two eyes and a mouth speaking to him.
那个出现的时候，他就感到很冷哦。
And
when these 那个冷不是一般的冷，是冷到心里面那种冷啊。
And when these eyes and his mouth was speaking to him, he felt this cold chill went straight to his heart.
这个魔鬼跟他讲说，你要的哦，你跟我祷告，我会把它赐给你啊。
And this devil spoke to him saying.Pray to me, and I will give you what you want.
就是他喜欢那个姐妹啊，那个魔鬼是说，你跟我祷告，我把那个姐妹赐给你了。
Because the devil knew he liked the sister, so the devil said to him, "Pray to me, and I will give you what you want."
这个弟兄想说这件事情只有他自己心里知道，没有其他人知道。
And of course, the brother he knew that no one else knew of what he really wanted.
但是魔鬼要跟他做个交易，你只要跟我祷告就可以了。
But the devil wanted to make this deal with him, saying, asking him to pray to him.
常常人生很多事情是这样子的，我们常常为了自己的一点点小利益哦，会用宗教或是投靠魔鬼像约罗波安这样为鬼魔为自己施设祭坛、施设祭司、施设牛犊。
And oftentimes, because of our own ambition, we will make a pact with the devil and set up our own altar, set up our own gods.
这是我们今天要小心的地方。
And this is what we need to be careful of today.
就遇到困难哦，不要走自己的路了。
That in times of difficulty, we do not need to walk our own path.
我们要看神的方向到底是什么。
We need to see the direction God wants us to go.
假如我们今天我们的教会啊，已经很久都不能发展了。
That if our church has stopped growing for a long period of time,
你会想说要走出自己的一个方法来吗？还是你要想圣经的方法是什么呢？
Will we try to find our own path to make the church grow, or will we go back to the Bible and see what God's path was?
我们真的要把神放在前面哦。
Because we truly have to place God before us.
不要自己去想办法走自己的路。
And not try to seek the path ourselves, our own path ourselves.
神一定要走在我们前面。
Because God, we have to follow God.
那再来，因为耶罗波安做这样，所以他担当自己的报应了。
And because Jeroboam did this thing, he received his own reward.
我们来看列王记上十四章。
And we can turn to 1 Kings chapter 14.
十四章的第十二节啊，第十四章第十节。
And we can turn to 1 Kings chapter 14 verse 10.
十四章第十节。
Chapter 14 verse 10.
我们从第九节开始读，好吧。
Let's start from verse 9. But you have done evil above all those who were before you, and have gone and made yourself other gods and cast images, provoking me to anger, and have thrust me behind your back. Verse 10. Therefore, I will bring evil upon the house of Jeroboam. I will cut off from Jeroboam every male, both bond and free in Israel, and will consume the house of Jeroboam, just as one burns up dung until it is all gone.Verse 11. Anyone belonging to Jeroboam who dies in the city, the dog shall eat, and anyone who dies in the open country, the birds of the air shall eat, for the Lord has spoken.
And
the northern kingdom, there are three kings that were exceptionally bad.
结果他们的结果都是这个死在城中的要被狗吃掉，死在田野的要被空中的飞鸟吃掉。
And the consequence of their lives was just like how these verses described it, that they all died in the city, or the ones that died in the city, the dogs will eat. The ones that die in the open country, the birds of the air will eat.
这三个王就是耶罗波安，还有沙巴、阿巴沙，还有这个亚哈。
And the three kings are Jeroboam, Baasha, and Ahab.
那这三个王呢，都是忘恩负义的啦，都是很恶的王。
And these are all very evil kings that forgot the grace that God has given them.
那是这个人耶罗波安，神又特别讲说，你们的家被除掉，好像人把粪除掉一样。
And the prophet also said to Jeroboam that the house of Jeroboam will burn up like dung until it's all gone.
这个是一个非常凄惨的一个预言。
And this is actually a very severe curse or a prophecy.
所以耶罗波安的家到他儿子就结束了。
And that's why
做王做到他儿子就没有再做王了。
And that's why the kingship left Jeroboam's family after his son.
他的儿子也做两年而已啊。
And his son only was king for 2 years.
那再来另外一个报应呢？我们看到十四章的十二节到十三节。
And we can look at the other consequence in chapter verse
十四章十二节到十三节。
From verses 12 to 13.
请读。
Verse 12, therefore set out, go to your house. When your feet enter the city, the child shall die. Verse 13, all Israel shall mourn for him and bury him, for he alone, of Jeroboam's family, shall come to the grave, because in him there is found something pleasing to the Lord, the Lord, God of Israel, in the house of Jeroboam.
其实这句话是先知啊对耶罗波安太太讲的话。
And these were actually words spoken to Jeroboam's wife.
因为那时候耶罗波安的儿子生病啊，然后他就暗中啊派太太化妆啊去找这个先知啊，这个先知就是原来给他十块布的那个先知啊。
And because Jeroboam's son fell sick, and Jeroboam sent his wife disguised as someone else to come go to this prophet. This prophet was originally the prophet that gave Jeroboam the 10 pieces of cloth.
虽然他眼睛瞎了，其实耶罗波安的太太来之前，他就叫出他耶罗波安的太太的名字了，他就知道了。虽然眼睛已经瞎了，神已经告诉他了。
And even though this prophet was already could not see, but God has already told him that Jeroboam's wife was coming to him, so he knew who she was.
那神就跟他讲说：“你还没有进你们的家门口啊，脚一进去啊，进城啊。”你的孩子就必死。
And God, prophet spoke the words of God, saying to her that before you enter into the city, the child will die.
那神让这个孩子死，还是对他好的意思。
And we can actually see that for this child to die is actually God treating him well.
因为等一下其他的孩子没有一个死有人给他安葬的，因为这个孩子好敬畏神，所以人让他有个好的葬礼了。其他的孩子没有葬礼的，都不是被鸟吃掉，就是被狗吃掉了。
Because we read later on that all his other sons or his descendants were all no one was there to bury them. They all perished by dogs or by their bodies were all eaten by dogs or by birds. But this is the only son of Jeroboam that actually had a burial in a grave.
所以有时候我们的看到我们的朋友啊，他们的家人有孩子早死的哦。其实有时候真的是有神美好的旨意在那个身上的。
And if we see we have friends whose children have passed away at a very young age, we should know that oftentimes this also is God's will.
这是在我们南加州有一对很热心的夫妻啊，他们的孩子三个月就过世了。
And in Southern California, there is a couple.A young couple whose 3 month year old son passed away.
我们都读到那个见证啊，有一个慕道朋友啊，做了就是看了一个异象，谈到说 ，this is what this is good.
He is good.
He is good.
And there is a testimony we may have read where a truth seeker had a vision of a person saying he is good.
后来我又读到这个弟兄的 father-in-law 送一个 email 过来。
And I also read an email that was sent by this brother's father-in-law.
在解释这句话 ，He is good. 为什么这是好的啊？他讲这个孩子怀孕的时候啊，就是妈妈就常常吃药啊。生下来的时候呢，那个脚底常常是紫色的啊，就是本来就是一个不健康的孩子。
And the father-in-law testified that even during the pregnancy, the mother was often there are some complications, and after the child was born, the child's feet was often purple, meaning that there was this child had some health problems.
所以他在解释，其实这是好的。
But
所以他那个 father-in-law 在讲，其实这个是好。He is good. 他是好的。
And that is why the father-in-law he said, "This is the meaning of he is good."
但是当然，耶罗波安他是不好的啦。
But of course, Jeroboam was not good.
但这个孩子早死是好的。
But yet the child that was taken away by God, this is a good thing.
我们再来看14章的15节。
And let's turn to chapter 14, verse 15.
这个耶罗波安的这件事情哦，其实影响到整个北朝。
And because the thing that Jeroboam did influenced all of the northern kingdom.
好，我们来看14章的15节。
We can look at 1 Kings chapter 14, verse 15.Verse 15, the Lord will strike Israel as a reed is shaken in the water. He will root up Israel out of this good land that he gave to his ancestors and scatter them beyond the Euphrates because they have made them their sacred poles, provoking the Lord to anger.
自从北朝耶罗波安设了这个金牛犊之后，没有一个王敢把它拿掉的，或者是就是愿意把它拿掉的。
And ever since Jeroboam set up these two golden calves, there was not one northern king that dared to take them down.
Or want to take them down. 你要知道这两个金牛犊叫什么名字吗？
Do you want to know the names of these two golden calves?
他们的名字叫耶和华，就是 Lord， 就是南朝拜的那同一位神。他们把这两个金牛犊也叫做 Lord， 叫做耶和华，就是南朝拜那位神呐。
And if we read, we know that these golden calves are also given the name Jehovah, meaning Lord, the same Lord that is given to God.
但是其实这个是违反十诫的，神讨厌的了。
And of course, we know that these are against the Ten Commandments and is despised by God.
所以神就预言将来他们这个国度会被掳到，被亚述国打败，被掳到大河那一边去了。
And that's why here it prophesies that their kingdoms will be scattered beyond the Euphrates.
这是已经对北朝未来的国度的一个预言了。
And this is a prophecy to describe the demise of the northern kingdom.
所以我们学习到，真的，希伯来书谈到。落在永生神的手里是何等的可怕。
And that's why in Hebrews we have learned that it is very
it is awful to fall into the hands of the living God, huh? It's scary, huh? To fall into the hands of living God. 我们来看那个罗马书十一章二十二节。
And we can turn to Romans chapter 11 verse 22.
罗马书十一章二十二节。
Romans chapter 11 verse 22.
来，请你读。
Romans chapter 11 verse 22.Note then the kindness and the severity of God, severity toward those who have fallen, but God's kindness toward you, provided you continue in his kindness, otherwise you will also be cut off.
神像那个跌倒的人是严厉的啦。
And God is severe to those who have fallen.
所以我们要小心哦，不要跌倒。
So we have to be careful not to fall.
台湾话有句话就是哦，把神给你卡加偏啦，就是这句话的意思，把神给你卡加偏，就是我们真的，一旦一得到神的恩惠，不要把神哦放到卡加偏啦。背后就是这个。
And truly, there's a Taiwanese saying that if once we have received God's grace, we should not put God behind us.
我们要常常跟着云柱火柱走。
We have to constantly follow the pillar of cloud and fire.
我们真的不要走自己的路。
And not go our own way.
我们要知道，一旦走出啊神的一个应许的路啊，魔鬼就在那边等着。
We have to be careful that once we step outside the road provided by God, the devil is there waiting for us.
结果真的是被神弃绝。
And truly, in the end, we will be rejected by God.
被魔鬼欺负。
And we'll be bothered by the devil.
这是何等的可怜。
And this is very pitiful, sad.
耶罗波安把神放在背后。
And this is how Jeroboam put God behind his back. Let's sing him.
500.
Hymn 500.